It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for June 11th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is poignant, spelled P-O-I-G-N-A-N-T. Poignant is an adjective that means painfully affecting the feelings, piercing, or deeply affecting, touching. It can also mean designed to make an impression, cutting, or pleasurably stimulating, being to the point, apt. Finally, poignant can mean pungently pervasive. Here's the word used in a sentence from the San Diego Union-Tribune by Katie Walsh. It's hard to pick apart a film that is as well-intentioned as Here Today, which earnestly wants to celebrate life and every beautiful, tragic, poignant, and surprising moment. The word poignant comes to English from French, and before that from Latin, specifically the Latin verb pungere, meaning to prick or sting. Several other common English words derive from pungere, including pungent, which can refer to, among other things, a sharp odor. The influence of pungere can also be seen in puncture, as well as punctual, which originally meant simply of or relating to a point. Even compunction and expunge come from this pointedly relevant Latin word. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.